Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
Go, go, go.
Three
go,
wins in a go, row for the Jets. Go. Sam Darnold is playing great, and it's time to talk to Sam. Sam Darnold, report on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Miller Lite and the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association.
I call him Slinging Sammy now.
That's what I've been calling him. But, Sam, it's much easier to do this spot three wins in a row rather than, you know, the losses. Am I right?
That's right. Yeah. It's a little bit better feeling coming on the show, but no, it was just a really good team win. And, you know, whenever I come on the show and I'm saying that, we're always in a good spot.
What's you have a new favorite number by any chance?
34 is up there. I mean, Brian Poole made a play for us too with that pick six. So, I don't know, man. It's up there now.
All right. So let me ask you this, and this is the one that everybody's taught. You had such a great game. You had a first down if you ran. There was nothing but green space in front of you. And then you threw that perfect, like, lob pass to Robbie Anderson. Did you see the run in front of you, or did you not see it and you went to Robbie?
I mean, I definitely saw it. But we're feeling good. I mean, we're rolling. We found a rhythm, and obviously I forced that one in there a little bit. You know, I think, you know, hindsight, I mean, it was awesome. You know, Robbie made a really good play, but those aren't the types of plays you want to make and break your career on. So, you know, hopefully next time I'll just be able to run for the first down and get down.
So it's a weekly question, but I still think it's worth asking. What is the turnaround? What after that Miami loss, when you're down in the dumps, it looks like the season's over. You know, what turned around? What was the moment that built the confidence?
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, just I think our guys are just doing, you know, a really good job of coming to work every single day. And, you know, when you put really good work in and, you know, you get really good results coming out. So it's just a matter of continuing to put really good work in throughout the week and executing and playing well on Sundays.
You know what I found interesting, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, Sam, after the games – nobody's talking it up. Nobody's talking big, big things. Nobody's, like, strutting around. It just seems – I read somewhere today that Adam has told you guys, react as if it's a loss. Is that something that he's articulated, or is this team all about business? Let's just go to the next one.
Yeah, I mean, this team's all about business, I think. Because you can't get too ahead of yourself, especially in the NFL. You know, it's a tough league, and, you know, you want to take it one game at a time. And when you do that, when you really take it one day at a time, you know, you start stacking wins. It's a good feeling, and no one wants that good feeling to go away. So we're just going to continue to do the same thing, stay process-oriented, process-driven, and we'll continue to, you know, stack good days on top of each other and hopefully stack wins too.
You know, you had your coaches back when a lot of other people around New York did not. And I'm not saying that was your intent because you just believed in them. It wasn't necessarily a vote of confidence. It was just that you believed in your coach. But do you look back at that now and, like, just feel good about the way you're playing, that you're doing it for your coach, that it kind of vindicates the statement you made when there weren't a lot of people standing up for him?
I mean, we knew it in the building, you know, how good of a coach Adam Gase is and all that. So in the building, it was, you know, we were super confident in him and, you know, the entire coaching staff, and we were confident in our ability to go out there and win games. So, you know, our confidence, even from the start of the season, hasn't wavered at all. You know, we just got to continue, like I said, to stay process driven and keep taking it one week at a time.
Sam, I got to ask you, though. I mean, we're all real here. 1-7, you had confidence. Really? Did you really? Yeah. How?
Yeah, 100%. I think with the guys that we have in the locker room and, you know, and I keep saying it, but it's true, man, the amount of work that we put in every single week and, you know, just I don't know, just how focused we are every single week. You know, good results are going to come out of that eventually. And I think our whole team was confident in that.
So do you play the game? Boy, if I didn't get mono. Boy, if we didn't blow that 16-point lead at the half to Buffalo. I mean, do you allow yourself to play that game, the what-ifs, or are you just completely focused on Cincinnati and moving forward?
Yeah, I think, you know, you don't want to get stuck playing that game. But, you know, you can sit there and think about it all you want. But for us, it really is just 1 week at a time, and that's how we're going to keep looking at it.
Now, when, you know, we have Adam on Tuesday, and after, you know, one of the games, I think it was after the first game of the three, you said, you know, we can win out, and he kind of told you, you know, relax. And, I mean, have you walked up to him and said, hey, relax this? I mean, we're 3-0 now?
No, I haven't. I haven't, and, you know, we look up, and we're 4-7, so we still got a long way to go. But at the same time, we just got to come to work every single day, and if we just continue to put good days together, you know, we'll be good.
How much of a revelation has Ryan Griffin been? You know, right before the game, it's announced that he signed a 3-year contract, so he's going to be here with you. You guys got him right on the eve of the opener, and here he is. He's going to be here for the next 3 years. Did you see that when you first got him?
Yeah, I mean, I knew, you know, the type of person he was right when he got in. I mean, he works just as hard as anyone, if not, he's the hardest worker in the building. You know, he's a great person, and he's good at football. So all those things combined, you got a really good teammate and a really good football player.
You getting used to playing in this kind of weather?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, you love it?
I love it. I love the late season when it starts getting cold. I don't know what it is, but, you know, I'm starting to get really used to it.
Now, really? Sam, are you okay? I mean, it's going to get like 20 degrees here. You're going to be playing that kind of weather, and you're from California.
Yeah, guys, we're good. I mean, I got thermal gear on. I got heated benches on the sideline. You know, I'm just out there playing the game I love, so I can't complain about anything.
And let's face it, if the field's on fire, if you're winning the game, you're good with it.
That's right, 100%.
How good did you feel when you avoided the safety, ended up throwing a nice little ball to Le'Veon, who ends up picking up a first down instead?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I knew where to go with the ball, and, you know, just had to step up, keep two hands on it. Really drill work. You know, shout out to Dowell Loggins for that one. You know, keeping two hands, pushing up in the pocket, and, you know, finding Le'Veon on my check down.
Did you guys have a concerted? It seemed like Gase really put it emphasis on getting Bell involved early. Is that what happened? Because you guys did get him involved early.
Yeah, I think, well, whenever we have, you know, Le'Veon's such a good player, really a great player. So whenever we can get him touches, we do that. But, you know, at the same time, we use them in so many different ways, and I feel like that just keeps defenses off balance.
Were you purposely throwing at Jamal Adams on the sidelines?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he said something to me pregame that I didn't like, so I just decided to roll out.
Now, one of the guys told the announcers that I think it was Lev Bell who told them, and they said the story on the air, that you're an unbelievable trash talker. I don't get that from you on the air. Do you talk trash on the field?
Every now and then, when the time's right.
Wow. Give us an example.
You really cover up beautifully on the air.
Now, give us an example.
I mean, I don't know. It's usually whenever someone says something to me first, I'm never gonna say anything, you know, back to someone, because I feel like karma catches up with everyone. So, but if someone says something, bad about me, then, and especially if we're winning, the game's going in our direction, then, you know, I'm good for a line every now and then.
So you could say something. I mean, I can't picture you saying it because you're slinging Sam in my book, but you would tell somebody about his mom if he said something about your mom?
I don't know if I'd go that far. But, you know, if someone said something like that to me, then I'd probably have something good to say back.
All right, final thing. Can you win out, Sam? Is the team ready to win out?
No, we're just going to keep taking it 1 week at a time. And I think if we do that, anything's possible, but, you know, it's just, it's really taking it 1 week at a time and really 1 day at a time, like I said before.
Good stuff. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thanks, man. Congrats.
Thank you, Sam. That's the Sam Darnold Report, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer brewed for more taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite, hold true, and the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association. To learn more about the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, check out MYSSPCA.net.
See, a little bit of an edge to him now.
Yeah.
A little bit funnier. Now, three wins in a row can
That'll
change everybody's personality, right?
And listen, we're not trying to jump out here and say that, we're looking at a Super Bowl team here.
That's what I'm doing.
But you got to enjoy it and you got to appreciate it. And like I said, I'm not going to back off that number. 34-3 straight weeks.
That's big.
I don't care if it's Cincinnati. If they throw up another 30 spot next week, these are NFL teams. That's an impressive deal.
I like it. 34 special.
How weird does it become if they do it again?
Then it becomes eerie.
Downright scary.
I've got something that I'm sorry. It's so Nicky. It's so Nixie. It's amazing. The Knicks did something so Nixie.
Little Nixie Russell.
Did you see this, Peter?
No, I don't know what they did. Besides lose all weekend.
So Nixie.
Okay.
So Nixie. All right, that's coming up. Also, 12 Days of Giving continues, and you're going to have an opportunity to qualify to win $2,500 at other great prizes here on The Price is Right. Kayla Greco, Rosenberg, and you on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.